Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have a lot to talk about with David Lightman from McClatchy DC. Again, go to McClatchyDC.com and click on a bunch of stuff so David can keep his job as long as he wants it. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. I wish I'd keep my job as long as I want.
We're all in the business of trying to stay in business, right? I mean, that's what journalism and media is. And I accept the challenge, though. So I appreciate having you on, and I hope people do go read your stuff. I guess the president posting about the nuclear option and getting rid of the filibuster, and everyone's sort of waiting for the president to get involved, because I think everyone views this isn't going to end until he says it's over, right? I mean, and whatever he decides to do, the Republicans are going to follow, and then we'll see. Are they going to get rid of the filibuster? And what does that mean for people who don't know what it is?
Okay. I doubt it. Filibuster is this. You need 60 votes to move legislation in the Senate. It used to be 67 years ago, but now it's 60. And the reason is the Senate is two things. I think it was Chris Dodd who said, or quoted somebody, it's the saucer where the coffee cools, so to speak. In other words, it's deliberative. That's why senators are elected for 6 years instead of 2 years, number one. But number two, it protects the rights of the minority. And that is important. Right now you have 53 Republicans. So the 7 Democratic votes they can't get force compromise. They force middle ground, if you will. If you go with 51, the party in power is going to take its agenda and boom, like you see in the House. Abortion rights would be restricted under Republicans. SNAP, the food program, forget it. They would cut it. Taxes would be lower for wealthier people, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is this. Democrats got frustrated about 10, 12 years ago and ended the filibuster, which means you only need 51 votes to get something done. They ended the filibuster for judges, not Supreme Court judges, but judges and a lot of high-level cabinet people. At the time, the senior Democrats, like Chuck Schumer, who's now their leader, warned, if you do this, when Republicans control the Senate, it's going to come back and bite us. Well, sure enough, in 2017, Republicans take control of the Senate. First thing they do is change the rule to make it so that you only need 51 for a Supreme Court justice. And you can make a pretty good argument that the 3 that Trump appointed in his first term wouldn't be there today if they would have required 60 votes, because I don't think any of them got close to that. So Trump wants the filibuster out. Okay, so instead of being stuck, they're getting, what, 54, 55 votes for this budget. All right, so it would pass in 5 minutes if it changed. But number one, it would just strip the Democrats of any voice. And number two, if a year from now, Democrats retake the Senate, Well, guess what? Republicans are going to be out in the cold.
You know,
so
and
John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, has been very much against this. So it's Mitch McConnell, the former Majority Leader. So let's see what happens. I don't think it will.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, historically, I was taught in civics class that the filibuster is when you go out there and you talk and talk and talk and talk until the bill just dies on the vine, and now it's become something different in modern times. Part of me is like it inhibits legislation from happening oftentimes, but I do appreciate and understand what you're saying about in terms of, like, seeing power and making sure the minority has some, you know, ability to impact what gets done. So it's sort of an interesting dynamic. Listen, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about before we let you go. Is the SNAP benefit expiration, because we know it's just as vital in blue states as it is in red states, is that the issue that's going to get everyone to the table and get something done with the shutdown?
I don't think so, because I think if it was, it would have happened by now. I don't think the Senate would have left yesterday afternoon for the weekend. SNAP, I thought health insurance premiums, which if you have an Obamacare-inspired policy, are going to shoot up in the notices you're getting now. No. The thinking is that what's finally going to end this thing is Thanksgiving travel. The more
really?
These airports are disrupted, yeah, think about this. If we're coming into November 1st in about 2 weeks. The travel season really ramps up. Hmm. And if there are mobs of people delayed, I mean, that's one thought. The other is this. Lisa Murkowski, the Alaska senator, was eloquent. We talked the other day. And she said, this thing, right now, both sides think they're winning. When one side suddenly realizes it's not, that's when things start to change. That hasn't happened yet, but it's getting close.
Yeah, that's why the SNAP thing is interesting, because I think that's one where the Democrats, I thought, could make some hay. The healthcare one, they can't, because then, you know, on the backside, you know, if they go up, then the Republicans say, well, this is the Obamacare thing you wouldn't let us get rid of. And so I find that it's a hard one for Democrats to win, in my opinion. But listen, really quickly, actually, I'll ask that question because, you know, I want to ask about the Asia trip. But really quickly, I mean, my biggest criticism of Republicans in the last 15 years has been, well, you can criticize Obamacare, but you haven't put up another plan. And
I
so
feel I've spent half my life asking Republicans that question. Show me your alternative. They actually did have one about 10, 12 years ago. But show me, remember President Trump in his first term said, oh, it's coming, right?
Yep.
He had one. Well, show it to me. I want to talk about it. It's not there. And at the moment, it's still not there. So one quick thing. Democrats are the ones who set this expiration date on these subsidies back in 2021.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, you think you'd be in control as the Senate forever? I don't get it.
Yeah, they did it to get it passed, I'm sure. Hey, listen, real quick, what's the buzz on, you know, we know what the spin is, but what's the actual buzz on the president's trip to Asia?
You know, you didn't hear a lot about it at the Capitol this week. They were pleased that he kind of cooled the temperature that he had risen, you know, raised. But they were pleased that it seemed to come off well. We seemed to have allies. Substantively, do we get a lot? Nobody's, very few are saying that. But I think people are pleased that it was, how can I put this, collegial, at least on the surface.
Yeah. I mean, again, like you can, until something's written in paper, you don't have a deal. So it's all, and it seems like we get optimism out of meetings like with Putin or whomever, and then when it comes to something happening, that's a different issue. Anything new on the Putin? Any meetings coming? Anything with that?
Isn't it no? That dropped off the radar. Of course, the president was in Asia, but no. And I suspect we'll hear more about that. He's actually going leaving Washington today, but I suspect we'll hear more about that in the days ahead.
Got it. Anything else, David? We've got about 20 seconds.
No, except the feeling is that there are talks going on to end the shutdown, more serious talks among the rank and file. You're going to hear more about that, I think, as we go into next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, David. We appreciate it, as always.
Oh, have a good Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.